Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us this beautiful Monday morning here in Central Florida. And I hope it's beautiful wherever you are. And if it's not the way you like it, go make it the way you like it. Thanks for taking the time out. Would you believe just a little over a week before the celebration of the birth of the King? And we are so grateful. We are so grateful. And we are grateful to have Chef Z with us this morning. Good morning, Chef Z. How are you? Uh-oh, we don't have Chef Z yet. Oh, my goodness gracious. She was up, late, early, however you want to say it, but she was up, trying to tell me what she was going to put together for us today for the show. So I've got to find out what's going on. So anyway, let me take a quick break and see if I can try to track her down. And then we're going to come back, and she's going to tell us about some things we can do for the holidays. She always gives us some good tips. So this is G's Power Hour. I Never Had It So Good Entertainment. By the way, if you want to join the conversation, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour. I Never Had It So Good Entertainment. And we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
Well, good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Still trying to get in contact with Chef Z and make sure she's okay if she's not going to be able to join us today. But like I said, she did say that she was going to be joining us today. So we'll just give her a few minutes because she is a very, very busy person. So anyway, like I said, if you have a conversation you want to start or join in or whatever, tell us what you're doing with your holidays. The number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. So anyway, let me take a look and a peek because I haven't yet. You know, I usually try to get to the LinkedIn Daily Rundown to see what's what. there's still some concerns about the future of the 737 MAX. If you're traveling, hopefully that's not an airline you have to take right now until they get the bugs worked out. They said they might have to halt or cut some of its production as a result of the FAA's certification being pushed into 2020 because there's still some concerns over the planes return to service, and they might have to suspend or cut back production. So, there's an article out, because I know everybody wants to know about how much more you can get in terms of your paycheck. They're saying apparently if you're thinking about moving to a place like Topeka, Kansas, you can get paid $15,000. According to this is an update from a few hours ago. City officials in Topeka announced an initiative to offer financial incentives to people who are willing to live and work in the city or in its home county, Shawnee County. They hope the plan will attract at least 40 people to various sectors like animal health and financial services. They said, according to this, Topeka, Kansas is not the first region to offer this type of moving bonus. Vermont and Oklahoma have done similar. Vermont officials claim it paid off about 300 people moved because of their program. So, you know, especially a lot of people, you know, just coming out of college or looking to graduate pretty soon, you know, this upcoming spring, you know, might want to look at a couple of these places that you may not originally think of when you're thinking about trying to find work. You know, that those may be a couple of places that you want to take a look at in terms of getting work. So, and if you're even just ready for a change, sometimes you just got to make a change, you know, and get a fresh perspective on life. And so you might want to check some of those places out. And I'm going to try to post this article. I'm going to try to find it as get as full printing and on Lincoln, other than the Lincoln Daily Rundown. So we're going to do that. By the way, coming up this week, we have Burton Kelso. Burton is going to be with us Thursday and giving us some holiday tips in the tech world. And then on Friday, we have Friday in the Garden. Third Friday is so close to Christmas this year, but yeah, third Friday, Friday in the Garden on Deuce Power Hour with Mr. Robert Bowden, who is the executive director of Lou Gardens. So we're looking forward to having him on. Coming up later in the show, we have Zep Belai Lawrence. Zep is going to talk to us about things that you might do last minute if you have not, and I'm kind of guilty. I mean, I was ready to get started with the decorations after Thanksgiving, and it just got waylaid and put back and everything. And my husband, I came home yesterday after running some errands, and my husband, thank you, love, he had gone ahead and gotten things started. You know, we got the little candy canes and the snowflakes put out along the sidewalk and put the lights up and everything. So I guess I have to do my part. So I'll be doing some stuff probably not today because it's a crazy day, but tomorrow putting some additional stuff up and you know, just making it feel a little more festive for the holidays. So anyway, another article that I came across was about the soaring college costs. And it says over the past 10 years, according to this, the cost of attending college has risen by about 25.3% at private colleges and 29.8% at public colleges. And then this is according to College Board data. CNBC says it's two major factors before rising tuition costs. They said lackluster state funding is a huge factor. From 2008 to 2018, 41 states spent an average of 13% less per student, or about $1,220 less on average. In addition, they say the cost of living in the U.S. has steadily increased over the years, which not only affects the students, but also college faculty and staff. And let's not forget the parents who are footing the bill for the students, too. So you know, we everything else goes up except for the wages, it seems. So we got to take a closer look at what we can do to make college more affordable for our students and make sure that college is the right fit for our students. You know, some students benefit from, you know, other areas of learning or finding jobs that they can get into right away. But we want to make sure that they're able to pay for it without going into the awful debt that it costs right now. So anyway, like I said, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour. I never had a so good entertainment. Like I said, the second half hour, we have Zeppelin Lawrence coming up. Also, just want to let you know, I am talking with the mayor's office, Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings. He will have completed a full year at the, you know, it, end of this year, beginning of next year. And he has been busy. He's been out doing town halls on transportation. He's been trying to tackle the affordable housing issue here in Central Florida. So I've asked, and then we're trying to work on a date that we can put together to bring Mayor Jerry Demings on to talk about his first year, how he, you know, feels that things have been going and what he wants to accomplish during the during 2020 and the remainder of his term. So that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to in terms of having him on next year, hopefully at the beginning of the year. So anyway, we are going to take another quick break. I am going to see if I can track down Chef C and find out if she's okay. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. The number, if you want to join the conversation, you have something you want to share, is 516-387-1944. By the way, just hoping that if anybody has an update on Demetrius Allen, that's the gentleman that we talked about that I told you a friend of mine knew he was went missing after about a week ago Saturday. He went missing, no one has. I have to update you with this, and this is something that I didn't catch, but apparently the gentleman that I mentioned to you, and I'm just catching this, he apparently died in a car accident, according to police, unfortunately. They said he was involved in a traffic accident in Clayton County before he was reported missing by loved ones. He succumbed to his injuries, according to his report, the next day at an area hospital. So I did want to – I'm trying to just find an update. This is an updated article. So we want to keep the family and friends of Demetrius Allen in prayer. You never know what's going to happen. So I always, one of the good things I enjoy with my husband is before he leaves for work, you know, we share prayer, because you never know what's going to happen between the time you or your loved one leaves to go to work or, you know, and the time that they're supposed to come home. So, you know, that's one thing I appreciate about our relationship is that we share prayer before he goes to work. So anyway, just keep Mr. Allen and his family in your prayers. We are sorry for his loss, just want to make sure that I wanted to update you all and just make sure that you all just appreciate your loved ones more, especially this time of year. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arglic Room, and I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
Don't you want me, baby?
sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today, this beautiful Monday, a little bit over a week before we celebrate the birth of the King, Christmas Day. And the number, if you want to share what your plans are for the holidays, the number is 516-387-1944. It appears we're having a bit of a technical difficulty, and we might not be able to get Chef V on air. We're still going to try, because she actually had some tips on some holiday beverages that she wanted to share with us today. And so I was kind of looking forward to that because she had some alcoholic and non-alcoholic. So there's some. I'm always looking for some good recipes to give it a try. You know, for this time of year, and share with family and friends. And got some family and friends coming in town. Hopefully, well, I know one of my friends, and we've had her on the show before, Professor Ava Greenwell of Northwestern University. She is supposed to be. Pay me a visit, and I look forward to seeing her. We used to work together when I was in broadcasting. We both were in broadcasting in the Tampa area for a while, and members of the National Association of Black Journalists. So very much looking forward to seeing her. We don't get a chance to catch up that much, so she and her family, and looking forward to seeing her. And, some other people that are coming into town. I think some of my husband's relatives might be making their way here, too. So looking forward to seeing that. So anyway, the number is 516-387-1944. I think what we're going to do is maybe try to see if we can reschedule Chef V for tomorrow. I don't know if we can. I know she's quite busy, but I'm just going to see if we can do that tomorrow and maybe possibly see if I can get my other guest to come on a little earlier. So anyway, I'm going to ask my producer if she can play another quick spot. I know this is unusual for us, but we're going to see that, and I'm going to see if I can try to either track down Chef V or get my other guest on a little earlier, because I did want to talk a little bit about some holiday planning. So stay with us. We'll be right back. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Dimp Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387, and let me help you with your real estate needs.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. I apologize. We are a little bit discombobulated this morning, but, you know, life happens and you keep going. So we're going to keep going. I'm just going to go ahead and talk about just some things. If you haven't done your holiday decorations, I could always take suggestions, but I'll talk about a few things that I usually like to do around here. We have a two-story home, and usually one of the things that I like to do to get started to kind of just make the entryway more festive is to wrap ribbon around the railing so that when you're going up and down the banister, you just get that feel of Christmas coming, you know, going up and down, coming in and out of the home. Because our stairs are kind of right by the door. But, you know, and I always try to plan theme colors usually just to change it up every year so it doesn't look the same. So this year I'm going with semi-traditional, I guess, the red, some red and white and gold. I've done in the past some blue and in the past some gold and white. And I've been thinking about incorporating the purple. I'm just not really sure about how some people were going to feel maybe doing the pink and purple. I probably should have done that when I was single. But anyway, so that's one of the things. Also around the door, I usually hang the green garland, which I know a lot of people do with the lights, that it's pre-lit garland that I usually hang around the door. But I usually also, in keeping with the theme, try to put little bulbs in there, and I have also some little white angels I usually kind of incorporate and fit into the garland and everything and just put that around the tree. And we usually also have a few wreaths that we put across our bay window just to kind of I like the greenery a little bit more than some of the other stuff that they have out there, but I'm trying to do that. And one of the things I usually do with my door is to make it look like a big present. So I always put wrapping paper on the door and some bows to try to make it look a little bit like opening a present when you come into the door. So those are a few things that I like to do. Also, just try to dress up the table a little bit, you know, with the colors and everything. And I actually try to catch, and I highly suggest the after Christmas sales. If you go to some place like Michael's or Joann Savers or Hobby Lobby or any of the other stores, even Macy's, we've managed to get really nice gifts and ornaments, you know. And we try to get a special ornament for each other that we share that's our ornament every year. So if you plan ahead of time, it probably saves you a little bit of money, you know, and then you're already prepared. You don't have to go last minute trying to track down if you're not into the next it thing or the next, you know, faddish thing. If you're into just trying to make it your own, you know, you can plan ahead and it saves you a lot of time, you know, and all you have to do is put the decorations up around that time. Kirkland's is another place that we like to kind of go to around this time of year because it always smells really, really nice. And they always have some different things. I would say some of the things that they have in there are a little more earthy or basic in some cases, and then they have some that are really, really decorative and festive. This is a good time, too, for candles, and I'm a candle and tea light kind of fiend, I guess, too. So I have, and that's kind of a good thing because when the hurricane came a couple of years ago, you know, we had no shortage of light around here when it came to, because we were without power for 4 days. So we really had no shortage of light. We were fortunate enough to have a fireplace, and then we also had numerous tea lights and tapers, candles, just to kind of, you know, sometimes too, you want to create a little ambiance, a little atmosphere. So those are a couple of things that that I like to do around this time. A lot of the warmers too. That's another thing. I bought a couple of warmers, the wax warmers, the electric wax warmers, and found I did not realize at the time that that they're only really good, I think, for a total of 9 hours in terms of the having the scent. That you give off. I mean, and that's 9 hours total, whether it's 9 hours at a time or each time that you burn it, you take off some of that. One of the things, and they do have the wax that you can buy, especially the Yankee Candle warmers, that you can just take the wax cups and sit into the warmer and take them out. One of the things that I found that I like to do when that scent starts to die is to take essence oil, if you have scented oil, and put several drops into the wax while it's warming, and that will help restore the scent and give off the scent while it's warming. And the good thing I like about that is because if the wax has already lost its original scent, you can pretty much just take any oil that you like and put it in the wax and let it burn until the scent burns out. And then if you have a different scent that you want to put into the wax, do the oils or whatever, you can do that as well. And it helps to just create a sense. And I like to use the warmers not just around this time of year, but I like to use them, other times. Every now and then you just want to feel a little bit more of a sense of ambiance in the home, nice smells, different colors and all the kind of stuff just to keep your senses alive. So those are a few things too. Just after putting the Christmas welcome mat down, like I said, I got behind this year, but looking forward to some of the movies. One of the things that we've talked about, though, we were just talking last night about how some of the movies that you used to be able to find pretty easily now without having to pay. Everything's now a movie that you have to pay extra for in order to get a chance to see it, which is kind of sad in a way. Personally, I just prefer to, and yeah, I'm going to probably date myself, but, because everybody's downloading stuff now, but, download the movie yourself or go get a DVD and keep it around of your favorite Christmas movies, and then you don't have to keep paying every year to see, your favorite movie. Just go ahead and have it. I have someone on now. Thank you, Princess. Appreciate it. Hi, how you doing? Good morning. Okay. If we have someone, I'm getting an indication that we have someone on, but I cannot hear. So if you're on, go ahead and say hello. Uh-oh. All right. Uh-oh, the call dropped. This is Chef Z apparently trying to get back with us again. It's about time for our break. Let me take a break and see if we can get her back on, or we might have to get Zep on too. And like I said, reschedule Chef Z. The number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. This is Dee's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we'll be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with 2 generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son, Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando.
Welcome back to G's Power Hour. Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. Who do I have on?
This is Chef Z.
Hey. Good morning or afternoon, just about. How you doing?
Yes, I'm well. And yourself?
I'm better now. I just don't know what's going on. Oh, goodness.
Oh, wow.
So, do you have time? I know we were supposed to have you on at 11:30. Do you have some time now?
Oh, sure. Okay. So I'm going to let you take it away.
Well, you know, today, as I had said, I wanted to just holiday drink. Holiday drinks, alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks. I think being in the festive mood, people always want to have some kind of holiday beverage, you know. And I think it's holiday drinks are to Christmas as turkey is to Thanksgiving. Wouldn't you agree?
For sure. Definitely for sure.
Yeah, so you know, always like talking about drinks during Christmas time, because I can remember my family, you know, partaking in the spirits. My grandfather actually owned a bar, so it was an integral, drinks were an integral part of our family gatherings, but certain things would be, you know, we would have certain things certain times of the year. And, you know, since my family has roots in the Caribbean, you know, for us it would be rum and rum-flavored drinks. And then, you know, for other places, once I married my husband, whose family has roots in Trinidad and Tobago, they had a real heavy, his side of the family had a real heavy Latin American traditions they would do. And so one of those things would be coquito. And so I really never really had it till a few years ago. And then now that I've had it, I like it. And I like, you know, both the alcoholic and non-alcoholic versions. And recently we had some for a holiday birthday party, you know, / holiday gathering. And I thought, you know, that is such a nice drink that has a lot of, like I said, a Latin American influence, Puerto Rican to be exact. And, well, almost every Latin American country has their own, you know, take on the drink. And so I took it to myself to find out the recipe that we had at the party a few weeks ago and kind of make it my own. And it was a real easy drink to make. And I also think I'm going to give it out for Christmas presents as well this year. Have you ever had coquito before?
No, can't say that I have.
Okay. Well, it's a Latin-based drink, and it's made with a couple types of milk, and one of them is evaporated and condensed, and then a coconut cream or a coconut milk. And I like it because if you're someone who has lactose issues, because it has the evaporated milk and not the whole milk, it usually doesn't bother you the way that whole milk does. Most people that have a lactose intolerance, the things that make you intolerable to that is usually found in whole milk. So evaporated milk and, you know, condensed milk are usually safe. I know they are for me because I have a little issue. So being able to drink this drink versus eggnog is really good for me. And there's no egg. So if you have someone that is vegan or vegetarian, they can enjoy it as well because there's no egg or animal byproduct in it as well. So that always makes it really nice. But it's really easy to make. And my recipe is a can of condensed milk and then a can of evaporated milk, one can of coconut cream, and then a can of coconut milk. So you want the cream and the milk. Those are two different things, so you want to make sure you have both things. And then you need a cinnamon stick. You can use ground cinnamon, but I think if you use ground cinnamon, you might overdo it. So the cinnamon stick gives you just what you need of the cinnamon without overdoing it. And then here's the part that can vary from household to household. You can add a quarter cup of rum or you can leave it out. Either way, the drink is still nice. There are a lot of different versions out there that are pre-made. Bacardi just released one because, of course, of the rum. But believe me, when you make it yourself, it has a totally different flavor, and it's smoother. It's so much nice, and it can be enjoyed by young and old alike. And putting it together is really simple. All you're going to do is you're just going to boil the cinnamon stick actually in about a cup of water for 5 minutes. And then after you do that, you add all the remaining ingredients together and you stir them around a little bit. Then you pour it all in the blender minus the cinnamon stick, and then you whip it up in a blender. And then after that, you can take it and cool it. You can bottle it. That's what a lot of different families do. They would take it and bottle it in smaller bottles and then put it in the fridge and use that as gifts. Or they make up a concoction up to a week or two ahead of time and let it sit in the fridge. And some families swear by their recipes that, you know, one family might leave the mixture 5 days, and one family would leave it 3 days, and, you know, each family, their claim to fame was how long they let it sit and let all the flavors meld together and the different types of cream and milk, you know, as you would with any other recipe. So, you know, that would be their claim to fame is how they would, you know, put it together, but they were basically all the same ingredients. And oftentimes, too, using different types of rum has a big part on it, too. And I know for me, since my family has a Caribbean background, I think I'm going to use some Jamaican rum. It's called Roy and Nephew. So I think that's going to be my spin on my Coquito this year is that I'm going to add that Caribbean rum. So I guess that's how I'll, you know, bring it home and, you know, say mine's the best. And I'm also going to probably let it sit for about a week to really let it, you know, get tasty and stuff. So that's just, you know, a drink that I think is really an integral part, especially Latin or Hispanic families, the Coquito, that is often overlooked. But I think over the next few years it will gain in popularity because it really is a nice drink. And you, like I said, you don't have to worry about there being any egg in it. So it's just good for everybody, you know, nothing like a Christmas cocktail.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So,
and then,
no, go ahead.
Oh, another favorite of mine, which I just had the other week, is my apple cider, my mulled apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
And so at my cafe now, the cooking school, we did a wine walk last weekend, weekend before last, 2 weeks ago, and we served a mulled wine. And everyone was talking about the flavors of the wine. And so I kind of dissected the wine that we were able to serve. And I said, I want to bring all of this to my apple cider, which I have done in the past, but I wanted to lighten up my cider a little bit. You know, cider to me is sometimes kind of heavy. You know, to me it's just like a thick drink, and I wanted it to pour lighter. I wanted it to look different. You know, it's usually just like a brown cup of apple juice. You know, that's what it kind of looks like. So I came up with a recipe that uses a really good apple juice, not necessarily a unfiltered apple juice because I wanted to get rid of that browny look. And this one is just a really good filtered apple juice and cranberry juice, and then my mulling spices. So I did half apple juice and half cranberry juice. And like I said, I got like the ocean spray cranberry juice, so you got the really good cranberry flavor. And then I used the Musselman's, I believe, Musselman's apple juice, because I wanted the real, you know, authentic apple flavor. And I used those half and half. Then along with that, I used my mulling spices. And so for this, I used a little star anise, which is that star anise, it looks like a star, and it provides that really licorice-type flavor to anything. And it's a really unique flavor. And if you don't add that, then you don't get that mold, that mulling effect. So you really, really want to make sure you have a couple pods of that in there. And then I added some whole cinnamon sticks to that. Just one whole clove, because we know clove is really, really strong. And just for the fun of it, I took my nutmeg nut, and I just lightly went across my fine grater a couple times just for a pinch of that freshly ground nutmeg to the half cranberry and half apple juice mixture. And I also added a Granny Smith apple that I chunked up into big pieces, whole with the skin on. Of course, I removed the seeds. And then I did the same thing with an orange. And I love oranges in the winter, because that's when they're in season. That's when they're the sweetest. And so I wanted to make sure I got some Florida oranges in the mix. And I boiled that for about 5 minutes. I just let it boil. And then I took it off of the stove, and I put it in a crock pot. And in the crock pot, I let it sit there for a couple hours, and we had a party. And so everyone just loved that mixture. And I was so happy that I actually made extra, because we went through two crock pots of it. And leaving the cinnamon stick and the apple and orange pieces in there, everyone just really, really enjoyed it. The apples actually cooked in the you know, in the water and stuff. So they actually turned colors, which was nice, but they also added a good flavor. And I could see a few people actually eating the bits and pieces of apples and oranges. So everyone really enjoyed the drink, and were surprised at the things that I, you know, put inside of it, and how easy it was. So I thought that's a really, really good drink. And something that, you know, you could have it with alcohol or alcohol-free. And I think it tastes better without the alcohol. And you can serve it hot or cold. That's the best part about it. Because after the party, there was just a teeny bit left. And I saw my daughter, when she was cleaning up, she actually got her cup of ice and poured it over ice and said it was equally delicious. So that was a nice drink, and a change from the everyday that we normally would make with the mulled apple cider. I just wanted something lighter, you know. And the fact that the cranberry juice turned the whole concoction red, so that was another neat aspect, you know, for the holiday season. Just having a nice red drink went along with it fine. But those were like two drinks that I really wanted to share with you and the listeners, because, like I said, drinks are to Christmas as turkey is to Thanksgiving. They're an integral part of your holiday celebration, having a good thing for.
Yeah, and, you know, like you're talking about the drinks, one of the things, you know, we look for food, we talk about food, we talk about comfort food and everything, but one of the things with drinks, we look for drinks a lot of times to kind of help us adjust our temperature, too. If it's too hot, we're looking for something cool, you know, to kind of, you know, cool us down. Or, you know, if we're cold, we're looking for something to warm us up and everything. So drinks, you know, can just really kind of help get a person comforted as well, in addition to the food. And just depending on, and we don't necessarily worry about the food so much in terms of the temperature, but the drinks especially are important when depending on how we're feeling and, you know, what we're looking for in terms of getting our temperature up or down.
Yes, I totally agree. Yeah, because the first thing we run to and say, oh, it's hot, I need something cool to drink, or it's cold, I want some hot drink. Yes, and it's funny, as you were saying that, I was thinking about the people who were enjoying the drinks at these different activities. And it was funny, the people that were getting the hot, you know, cider mulled drink, they would get it and they would clutch their cups. You know, you could tell them they were relying on that cup to start the warming process. And because it was hot, so I could see them grasping it. And I knew the same drink, my daughter put ice on it because she was busy working and she wanted to cool off.
Right.
So you are so right. I totally agree that, yes. And you think about it, Coquito, which is a Latin American or a Puerto Rican-based drink, you know, what temperature is it in Puerto Rico on Christmas Day? It definitely isn't 60, more like 86, 90. So Coquito is best served cold. So exactly, you're going to get a, you know, a cooling effect from something like that. So drinks are really, really important during the holidays, as you said, and they do affect our temperatures and things like that. Are we going to be comfortable or not? And drinks really do play a good role in that.
Right. But especially when I was listening to you and you're talking about, you know, whether or not you have a drink hot or put it into ice. It's great to have a drink that's versatile like that, that you can either drink it hot or you can drink it cold, you know.
Oh, yes. And, you know, and when it all boils down to holiday drinks, especially hot chocolate, and something that we started doing, too, because it's Florida and it's not always cold on Christmas, is we would make frozen hot chocolate. And everybody loved that. So, yeah, we'd start off a few years ago, we took the Polar Express train ride in Tavares, and they served some of the best hot chocolate ever. My husband still talks about it to this day. I looked up the recipe online. He says I got close, but no dice. I think it's because he got the accompanying train ride. So I told him, hey, if you want that hot chocolate, you need to probably get back on the train. And so, you know, or if he keeps, you know, giving me grief about it, I'm going to put him on the train track. But, you know, so I told him, I said, let's take this same recipe that I've tried to recreate and let's put it with some ice and put it in the blender. And it's just as good. And then I also started putting a little bit of heavy cream with it just to kind of whip it up some more. And, you know, a good frozen hot chocolate that's been whipped right almost tastes like a Wendy's Frosty. It's so good.
I'm curious about that because I've not had one, keep hearing about frozen hot chocolate, and I'm like, okay, what's the difference between the frozen hot chocolate and just some chocolate milk?
and chocolate milk. Well, it has a little, it's a different flavor. I think it's a little different. Chocolate milk that's frozen just tastes like frozen chocolate milk.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, and I'm thinking about the ingredients, like, well, and you know, it's funny because, you know, what's chocolate milk? It's got milk in it, but hot chocolate, and if you get the Polar Express recipe, it asks for heavy cream, and it does use evaporated milk. And I think those have different flavor. Well, I know they have different flavor profiles.
Right.
So you get a different taste in it. And I always stick a dab of vanilla in mine. So I think that really, really makes it taste better, putting that vanilla inside it. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that, you know, people want to jazz up their hot chocolate over the holidays. Add a little drop of vanilla. It doesn't take much. Just a drop. And and it will totally just, you know, it'll put your your hot chocolate game in check, you know. And also the marshmallows. I on purpose I like my marshmallows to melt inside of my hot chocolate, and so I intentionally stir them in. Yeah, I need more sugar. But, you know, marshmallows have their own unique flavor as well. And over the summer, I actually found in Bulk Nation the little marshmallows that you see inside of the Lucky Charm cereal.
Uh-huh.
They actually carry those dehydrated marshmallows
Bulk Nation. I love Bulk Nation. I'm a fan.
I know. I love it. And let me tell you, when we had our last little hurricane, scare that we were all trying to be prepared for, we went down to Bulk Nation, and this is when I did find those marshmallows. And, you know, my husband said to everybody in the family, everybody get your favorite snacks, get a couple of them, only get one scoop of your two favorite snacks. And I don't know what happened, if extra family joined in or something, but we rung out and our bill was $80.
That's why we go on Tuesday when they have the discounts on Tuesday. And then I also signed up on their mailing list to get coupons and stuff.
Oh, believe me, I was asking. I said, dude, is there coupons? What day of the week is it? I was like, oh, my God, what did we do? And it's like you just turn from one thing to the next to the next to the next. But that is, I think those marshmallows is what sent us over the top. But, I found the marshmallows there. So we've been adding those to our hot chocolate as well. But I think those factors make hot chocolate taste, you know, different, better than just frozen milk, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
but
and I personally
like,
love like when I go to I think it's I must have started getting it when I went to Starbucks or whatever. But hazelnut hot chocolate. Love that.
Yes, and anytime I can, if I'm, making station coffee is what I call it, if they have those little hazelnut creamers, I'm always taking advantage of them and putting those in. I like hazelnut coffee as well. That's the only way I'm going to really drink coffee, if I have that flavor. So I totally agree with you. And when Dunkin' Donuts used to make their white hot chocolate, I enjoyed it. But you don't see it around anymore. Every now and then you'll see Javalia may have it, but you don't see it as much anymore as I used to. But, like I said, drinks for Christmas are just so important, and they're often overlooked. But I think that people should build traditions around holiday drinks.
Yeah.
And, we even plan on having a few friends and family over on Christmas night, and I think one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to build a hot chocolate or a coquito bar. So I'm going to have all these things that I think would taste really good with those drinks out, and and scoops and spoons for them, like the peppermint sticks, honey sticks, and all those things, would go well with those drinks. And then, kind of give everybody like a little mug. I found these cute little snowman and Santa mugs from the Dollar Tree.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take all those mugs, and then as everybody leaves, they can actually take their mug with them, so then I don't have to do any cup dishes. So they can take
What I like to do? You know what I like to do, too, is, like, for people that like tea, is to give them the little infuser balls or infuser, because they have some that have the charms for the holidays on them sometimes, and you can get them and give those, too, along with some, like, nice loose-leaf tea. their Christmas tea.
Yes, that you get from Bulk Nation, right?
Right. Oh, and you were talking about Bulk Nation, and you were talking about hazelnut. You know they have well, I get decaf, but they have hazelnut, chocolate hazelnut coffee beans.
Oh, no, I did not see that, but I will look for it the next time.
They have chocolate hazelnut
wow.
coffee beans, and we try to keep some, and that's like the weekly treat, you know, on Sunday morning. Ground chocolate hazelnut coffee beans and have some coffee, the chocolate hazelnut coffee. Yeah.
Oh, I need to get some of that. Thank you for the recommendation.
I couldn't let you go without letting you know about that. So.
Yes, I mean, you might have started something. Yes, I'm going to definitely get that because I know I never leave without getting the blood orange and the raspberry tea. And I guess I don't even really look at the coffee. I just kind of, you know, because I know I want the tea, but I'm going to add that since it's all right there together anyhow. So I'm going to make sure that I take advantage of that. Hazelnut chocolate coffee. Yes.
Chocolate
got
hazelnut
it.
Coffee. Yep. It's there. coffee beans, yeah. And so, you know, and there's nothing like fresh ground coffee, too. It's just a different taste.
Yes, it is. It always is different. Coffee is just, like I said, I'm not a big coffee fan, but when I do have coffee, I want a nice cup of coffee. I'm getting to that stage. If I got to do something, I want to do it the best. I want
right.
the best stuff.
Exactly.
So, yes,
exactly.
Yes. So, you know, I think people should think about building traditions and relationships around drinks, and you'll have a Merry Christmas. And they don't always have to be alcoholic.
Mm-mm.
You know, they can be non-alcoholic, like I said, with the hot cocoa and coquito buffet that I'm going to do, the bar that I'm going to do. You know, and kids really like it because they get an opportunity to kind of be in charge and make things for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, you know, important for them. Even if they aren't doing it, you know, they're saying, oh, put these marshmallows in for me, you know, give me
mm-hmm.
that creamer. I want cream and give me a peppermint spoon. You know, everybody likes things around that. And then actually getting a chance to taste everybody's different concoctions as well. I think
yeah.
that adds a layer of fun to it as well. You know, it's really good, but it makes for quite the holiday. So,
yes,
and I know I won't be
You've got that recipe, right?
Yes, the recipe.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I'll be sharing it on my Facebook page.
Okay, all right. And I'll be linking your Facebook. I'll be sharing your Facebook page for sure.
Yes, do that. And I invite everyone else, too, to go to our cooking school's page as well. That's the Kitchen Cooking School and Cafe. In Leesburg, so visit our page there as well and look at the different classes that we now offer, and I'm so happy because we're in one set location, so we still are on the road, but we also have the added pleasure of being able to have more cooking classes because we actually have a home to do it in, so it makes it
wonderful.
Nice, too.
Perfect.
But I will
Perfect.
Be sharing that. And
all right. Well, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Sorry we had such an issue trying to get things straight this morning, but glad you were able to give us some time. And, you know, I'm definitely going to be listening to the show again to get your recipe and also sharing your Facebook page, too. So thank you so much. And Merry Christmas and have a blessed new year, too. And talk to you in January.
You. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. Zephaniah Lawrence, she'll be on with us on Wednesday, hopefully. And we'll share some tips in terms of decorating and whatnot. Then have a blessed day. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.